Welcome to Back to This Podcast. This is Intershow News. If you're new to this podcast, well, welcome. So, as the name implies, today we have news. Okay, number one is on Sunday, October 1, 2006, in San Juan, Puerto Rico, the Tour of Life will be held in support of the victims of catastrophic diseases like cancer, HIV, rheumatoid arthritis, just to name a few. It will have two routes, 67 and 14 miles respectively, plus a marathon race at the end of the event in the afternoon. As you can guess, I will be there cycling the 67-mile route. I have to tell you, this will be the first near-century ride I will do after my crash last January that almost crippled my left arm. I know it will be a bit painful for me, but this is how I will show my support to the patients of the diseases, as a little pain is nothing compared to the ordeal they are going through. So, if you're going to be in Puerto Rico by that date, show your support and be there. It is expected that around 800 cyclists will participate in the 67-mile route and around 200 in the 40 miles. And if you would like to participate in the event, you can check out the details at the tour website. It is listed in the show notes. If you're listening to this podcast, it's probable that you're a cyclist. But you know that cycling is just one aspect of people's life. Besides cycling, I am a musician, and I'm sure there are a lot of people like me out there, so this idea came to me last night. Let's say this. If you're a cyclist that happened to be a musician, and you have recorded some of your creations, you might have an opportunity of showcasing your creation here in the podcast. Yeah. But there is a catch. The music should be cycling or touring related. You know, music that makes you want to get on your bike and hit the road. Also, the music should be pod safe. So if you're interested, please send me an email at biketourist@podomatic.com. Also, if you like this show, please take a minute and vote for it on Podcast Alley. I have provided a link on the podcast page. Just hit the link and it will take you to the Podcast Alley voting page. I ask you for this because I would like that you, our listeners, help spread the word about the show. You know, I am working hard on getting great interviews with noted cycle tourists and maybe some industry professionals, you know, bike manufacturers, accessories providers and stuff. I will have them here to talk about what they have to offer you that might help you in your next tour. And I do this because I believe that there's nothing like a person's own voice to convey the feelings on the experiences of a bike tour, you know? Getting interviews is not an easy task, as I thought when I first started this podcast. I just believed that people were just eager to be interviewed to share their experience, and this has been proven not that easy, you know? And, you know, some people that I have talked about it feel a little bit awkward to talk about something as personal as a bike tour. Other people, you know, they are eager to participate in the interviews, but they have computer problems, so they are not able to use Skype or have other problems. But I have great faith that in the end, this podcast will grow and become the bike tourist outlet of expression. You know, not just me telling you about things that are happening or getting interviews. You know, I plan this podcast be something more. You know, something where you can come here and say, "Hey, I'm a bike tourist. I'm starting out. I would like to say this on that." You know, this, as I said, the first show, if you listen to the first show, this is your show. This is, I'm just your host. This is your show, you know. The cycle tourists are the main reason for this podcast. So, you know, this is what I have to say about that, you know. Also, I have noted that there are no comments on the page, you know. And there are a lot of downloads. Thank you very much for all the listeners, all the people who have subscribed. This is great, you know, but I would like to see comments on the page, you know, even to say hello or to say whatever. If you think the podcast is not good, just say it too, you know. I will not feel bad for that. You know, I will strive to get to prepare better, have better material, you know. And this comments of your audience is the thing that helped this show grow. That said, I have an editorial, you know. I feel like a news announcer, you know. I'm not a news announcer, but there are things that beside our hobby that need to be said. There are things that happen around us, and sometimes we are so concentrated in what we are doing that we don't pay attention to what's going on around us. And that may affect us directly or affects a loved one, you know. The other day I heard about a cyclist that being hit by a car. It was a policeman who was organizing a group tour on some state. I'm not sure. I heard about it, but I right now it's slipping out of my mind. If you know, just leave a comment. Leave a comment. This is sad, you know, that because some problems the drivers have, and the authorities not taking care of the problem, or maybe trying, but there are other things. You know, okay, let's go with the editorial, so I think it will explain myself. Okay. Today I participated in a meeting at 6 a.m. in the morning with government officials, police officer and commandants, neighbor associations to solve the traffic problem in our two neighbor cities, in Toa Alta and Toa Baja. As you know, I live in Toa Alta, but I live in a place where the city limits of Toa Alta and Toa Baja. We need for helping with the problems. We need to go to both sides. You know, they are trying their best to address the situations that happen. The problem is traffic. You know, the traffic in the morning. It seems like a million cars rain from the sky. And this year, when starting August, you know, it was the problem became so bad. Not only because of the new cars that families are getting to move around. Having a car here in Puerto Rico is a necessity; it's not a luxury. If you want to get from point A to point B, we hope that the public transportation system do something. And so you can leave your car at home and commute in the public transportation system. So, but this is a dream for now, at least in the place I live. And I have to tell you that the problem is so bad that some drivers are riding on the shoulder just to get to their workplaces and schools and other destinations, which is dead wrong, you know? You cannot... because you are in a hurry, you know, I can understand that you waiting for 20 minutes and the car only moving an inch, it wrecks anybody's nerves, you know. But this will don't give the reason to anybody to violate the law, because the law, even if some of them we don't like them for some reason or the other, they are to keep order. To keep order and to protect citizens and people and life and property. So, you know, in that meeting, important agreements were made And also, some things came into light that there are some plans that the police have already advised the traffic authority since 1 or 2 years, and they show the papers that these things had happened, but nothing happened at all, you know. These are just keep on paper. So, you know, as I said, important agreements were made, but due to time constraints, I had to leave the meeting. You know, I had to get my kids to school, and also I had to go to my workplace. So I would like to stay there and expose what I wanted to say, I didn't have the time to do that. I want to talk about the hazards to commuter cyclists and pedestrians in general in the rush hour. You know, as I mentioned before, some motorists, many of them, I have to say that, sadly, and if somebody who lives here in Puerto Rico is hearing this and don't like what I'm saying, you know, this is the truth. This is the truth. You know, you cannot use your bike to go to work. It's too dangerous. You're even if they're in the shoulder, you are not protected. You know, and you are there cycling and somebody they actually honk you to get out of the way. Like if it were another track, this is wrong. You know what's happening to us people? Yeah, but. As I said, I leave the meeting early. You know, I started at 6 o'clock in the morning. I had to leave around 7 because I had to get my kids, as I said before. But I stayed enough to assess that government wheels are very slow, even with solutions at hand. As I said before, they had plans to convert some of the streets, eliminate some troubled roads, traffic movements. You know, traffic police are expert on the problem, and they know what can be done, but they cannot do it without due authorization, so they have to submit their ideas to the traffic authority, and they have to make the final decisions on what they are going to do. So the only way to get things to function is that you and me and everybody take up the active part in your city's affairs. And us as touring cyclists, or touring cyclists to be, this affect us directly. You know, it might be you that you are in the street and something happened to you. It might be your son or your daughter. You know, I was reading last night a journal, Crazy Guy on a Bike, about a daughter and father that they did a tour about around 4,000 miles. And at some places, the traffic was so bad, they feared for their lives, you know? Crossing a bridge that was not too well designed to protect the pedestrians, and they were with the bike. They had to walk the bikes by fear of somebody, some truck passing too close, and they falling over the bridge. You know, it's a scary experience. You know, for those interested on reading the journal, the journal is called, if I am not mistaken, Pedal to the Sea. Pedal to the Sea, and it's available on crazyguyonabike.com. Sorry. So, as I said, get involved in your city's affair. And you know, we don't want to be run over by the motorists in a hurry. You know, if you we have a saying here in Puerto Rico: if you have a hurry, you get a plane. You know, or start early. You know, people sometimes they just get late. You know, they rise late and they want to get into the enterprise and get to warp speed and be in the workplace in a minute. You know, things don't work like that. Things don't work like that, and I have to say that. You know, and problems need to be addressed. You know. They need to be addressed. These things cannot be left alone to be solved by themselves. If you want an analogy that you know, it will make sense. If you think about it, it will make sense. It would be like leaving the dishes in the sink so they clean themselves. You know what happened next, you know? It gets worse and nasty. So, get involved with your community to address issues that affect everyone. And this is the end of the editorial and this news section of the Bike Tourist Podcast. As I said, go to the page. There are links in there to vote for the program if you like it. If you don't like it, yeah, don't vote. You know, I'm not. This is not all. You know what I mean. If you like the show, show your appreciation. You know, in Podcast Alley, you know, they don't, we are there, but nobody knows we exist, you know. And as I said, this podcast is yours. So, it's your show too. So, I know, you know, they don't know it exists, you know. You have no rating, no votes, no nothing. So, help your show. I'll try to leave details on the what I have said on this news on the website as soon as I post the program. There will be notes in there about the website and stuff. So keep on touring, keep on cycling. My name is Gabriel, and this is Bike Tourist Podcast. Until next time. Okay, I almost forget. Remember, the show is every 2 weeks. I said every other week. You know, I've seen that people check constantly the link, check to see if there's a new chapter. You know, getting material for the show is hard, you know. It's hard, and getting interviews is harder, even harder. So I have set this two-week period between shows just to try to get enough material, try to contact people and solve any problem, contact with the people interviews to be. So, this news program, from time to time, I will get in between the shows, and I will have this show running, this section. And also, I can only talk about what happened here in the island, but you have your problems in your place, and if you know, you want these problems be known, this is your outlet. This is your outlet. Use it. We have the telephone number at the website. You can check there. You can leave an audio comment. You can use your own voice to express your opinion. And the problems that affect cyclists and cycling tourists be known. And the more people that hear this podcast, the more opportunity there are that some government official that acknowledge the problem and do something about it. You know, we're small, you know, this is a small podcast, but I hope that in the end, with your help, it will become something that people can relate to and people can use for solving problems, not only for commuters and touring cyclists, but also to people in general, you know. We have kids. I have two kids, 9-year-old and 5-year-old. I love them to death, you know. And I wouldn't like that something happens to them, you know, be in the street and, you know what I mean. And all of those of you that have children, they understand. They understand. And if you don't have children, you know, you don't know what you're missing. So get on with it. Okay, so now, I say goodbye for now until the next show. I hope to be in the middle of the next week. So keep on touring, keep on cycling, keep on commuting also, because I also want to keep the commuters here too. So keep on touring, keep on cycling. This is Bike Tourist Podcast. My name is Gabriel. So long.